You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. What happens when the cheering stops? It's an experience all players go through when they must hang up their glove and spikes once and for all. For someone who has spent his entire life from the perspective of a pitcher's mound or a batter's box, the change is dramatic. For some, it is relatively painless. For others, it is their worst nightmare come true. For them, help is on the way. Major League Baseball, in an innovative partnership with Game Theory Group International and its Game Plan platform, will provide post-playing career transition services and resources to Major League and Minor League players. We welcome to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball the program's architects, Vin McCaffrey, the founder and CEO of Game Plan, and Paul Mifsud, MLB's Vice President and Deputy General Counsel for Labor Relations and Player Programs. And now that we've gotten his title out of the way, I want to thank you both for being with me. We're out of time. Only kidding. Paul, it's nice to have you with me. Vin is as well. Vin, tell us about what made you start this company.
Thank you for having me too, Ed, and good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
The impetus was around a lot of what you just shared, Ed. I was a former college athlete, played basketball at Lehigh University, transitioned into the workforce, and that's a tough transition for any athlete, even at the collegiate level, as you said, hang up their spikes, me, my sneaks. At the same time, what I found was there's a really unique opportunity to be able to assist athletes as they make the transition into the workforce, because little did I know at that point in time, but I think it was starting to build in my mind, that athletes have these wonderful transferable skills, and they're built through the experiences an athlete goes through. And employers put those skills at a high demand. There's a high interest to be able to hire athletes for a lot of what they bring to the table. Most athletes don't know that. And so I thought there was an opportunity to be able to connect those dots. From a supply side, bring together athletes as they prepare to make the transition to the workforce, ultimately assist them as they do that, and then on the demand side, from an employer standpoint, be able to bring them into an organization because they have such great transferable skills.
Paul, what was the impetus for this partnership?
Well, Major League Baseball takes player development very seriously, both on and off the field, and we wanted to provide players with as much additional career development support as possible as they embark on the next phase of their professional journeys. We recently also partnered with Northeastern University on a pure education standpoint to finish their degrees, however they may want to complete them. And we think that the next piece of that puzzle is a professional transition program, so that not only are they able to get the education that they need, but they're also able to apply that directly to the workforce. And we think Game Plan has the right model for that.
I was going to bring up the Northeastern University deal that you struck in June to provide access to undergraduate and graduate academic programs at that institution. What has been the reaction to that inside the baseball community, Paul?
It's been very good. We're doing sort of an introductory tour of all of the spring training facilities actually this September and October. Yesterday I was in Pirate City speaking with the Pirates and Blue Jays and Rays first-year players about a whole host of different important topics, both for their careers today as well as their career transitions eventually when they stop being players. And we have Northeastern on that tour. We're going to be adding Game Plan to that tour by the winter meetings this year. And the players have been very receptive. You know, many of them recognize that their careers are not going to last forever, and they want to be prepared for when the inevitable time comes when they have to hang up their spikes.
And when they leave the playing field, their daily routine leaves with them. And for some, that can be a jarring experience, Vin.
Yeah, it's significant. And I don't know if it's just some, Ed, frankly. I don't know if I've ever spoken to an athlete that in one way, shape, or form wasn't affected as they transition away from their sport. You think about the makeup of the players that you've been around for the last several years. When do they start playing? These aren't the average, you know, athletes that just take this casually, right? These are serious players. They start playing this my son's age, 10 years old, and in that neighborhood. And now they're in their early to mid-20s and perhaps even past that. And that's been their life. That's what they know. And to say that's not part of their DNA is selling it very much short. And so as the athletes change their schedules, as the athletes change their routine, in a sense, their lifestyle gets changed altogether. That is jarring. And so I think what we were really impressed and thought so valuably about how Paul has been thinking through the journey of the athlete. It's not just, for example, job placement. It's really taken into effect the transition away from sport, which we look at as slightly different than just getting a job. I think getting a job, frankly, is part and parcel to the transition, but really helping that athlete, providing them the resources that are required to help them make the transition. That's what's really impressive about this whole setup.
When you say resources, expand on that word.
Of course, yeah. I think what Paul was just referring to with Northeastern Online, degree completion, I think the investment made with Game Plan, you know, when you think about what we do, we're very much focused on the entire journey of the athlete, guiding them through, even as they're playing, starting to think about life beyond sport. You know, it's a bit of a misnomer that a lot of athletes think if they start thinking about life after sport, they're kind of giving up on their current livelihood. And that's just not true, and you see a lot of cases of that today. And I think that's where MLB is coming from, that if they make the investment into current players as they start thinking about the transition, beginning to plant the seeds now, resources like our platform, Northeastern Online, frankly, just some of the staff and team that MLB has in place, they're all very, very valuable as individuals make the transition.
We've all heard, and I'm sure you have heard many stories that I have not, horror stories about players who leave the game and undergo financial hardship, some of whom who declare bankruptcy. There's a great pitcher in the Baseball Hall of Fame who declared bankruptcy at one time. A great New York Yankees player I know from the 1970s declared bankruptcy, and I'm sure each of you have heard horror stories about players who've fallen on hard times for whatever reasons after they finish playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that is driving us here. I mean, those stories emphasize the need for this process, for us to address really what I think of as a gap in the development of the professional baseball player up to this point in our history. And I think that it's important that we address that issue. And, you know, it's not just about being benevolent. You know, our view is that educating the player is really a very holistic thing. We take the approach that a number of other teams have recently started taking with respect to player development off the field, because we think it actually improves their ability to play on the field. You know, for example, a player who's not particularly stressed about his future, if he doesn't play well tonight, you know, we'll play with less stress and we'll have a better game, and we think we'll be a better player overall if he has his off-field life kind of taken care of. And, you know, we want to make sure that we provide the supports necessary for him to take care of his off-field life, because we understand when you're a professional baseball player, you do that 24/7. It's the people around you, both in your family but also your team and now the league, that can provide the support structure is necessary for you to be as successful as possible. And that's really good for Major League Baseball.
Which, from what you're saying, Paul, feels a responsibility to help players after they're done playing, that they're not casting them aside.
Yes, I do feel that responsibility. And I think the league does, obviously, based on the efforts we've been making recently. And I think that it's also benevolent for us, for the players while they're in the game as well. So it's kind of a win-win.
We're with Vin McCaffrey and with Paul Mifsud. Vin McCaffrey is the founder and CEO of GamePlan, and Paul Mifsud is MLB's Vice President and Deputy General Counsel for Labor Relations and Player Programs, and they are partnering together to provide players with post-playing career transition services and resources. I spent 7 years in the minor leagues myself, and when we look at the minor leagues, and I think a lot of people don't really understand how incredibly difficult it is to get to the major leagues, that on any given 25-man roster, first-year players in rookie ball or a low Class A, out of that 25 players, 23 will not get a day in the major leagues. And what I find really impressive about this program, Vin, is that you're including the minor leaguers, many of whom will never get a day in the major leagues, with the same services that you're offering to a player in the major leagues who has accumulated time.
Yeah, and I appreciate your comments and your experiences too. And I think that's again goes to the investment MLB is making into the overall group of players that are participating at a minor league level versus MLB level. It's indifferent, right? The guys are all in, and at that point in time, you know, the odds are stacked up against them. You know, there's many an employer, frankly, on the other side of this fence that would make the argument, I love the MILB person because the odds are absolutely stacked up against them, and they keep on charging. They love that achievement orientation. These are individuals that if I'm kind of plugging them, it's purposeful here. I believe these athletes, particularly at a minor league level, certainly at a major league level because they've seen it and been successful, but at a minor league level, they're going to be successful as they make the transition to the next phase because of the experience they've been through, and they just keep charging. We know in this economy and this workforce, it's hard. It's very difficult. I'm not trying to paint a pleasant picture there. What we're saying is, though, these skills that an individual has just because they've been all in on baseball, they are still very much transferable to the next phase, right, whether all different walks of life in terms of professions that the individual may want to go to. But it's that experience that they've been through, that you've been through, that it's going to really help paint a really strong, rosy picture in the next phase of their life.
Vin, players can obtain mentoring services. You also provide assessments and provide what's called on-demand learning modules to develop career options after leaving baseball. Give us a translation of what I just spoke about.
Yeah, layman's terms. The platform is designed to be on demand because think back to your days of playing. How irregular are those schedules, right? And the timing and your availability are hit or miss, and oftentimes scheduling just doesn't line up. When you provide it on demand and make it online, it's available at midnight when someone's on the bus on drive, or you know in a more of a traditional 9-to-5 setting, it's there for you. What resources are actually there are a series of learning courses, all designed specifically for the athlete experience. And they're teaching things like the transition into the workforce. We're teaching the transition away from sport, which, again, I separate those because of the psychological transition away from sport, but also I've got to go obtain a job. That's the next career in my life. We've invested very heavily into several different assessment instruments that we're really proud of, and the success stands on their own. Give you an example, because we'll be working closely with Northeastern on this. We've invested to an assessment instrument that helps an athlete understand their interests and strengths as it relates to their personality, and that helps them think through what prospective major they would like to select if they were to continue going back to school, as an example. It's really valuable to help get that insight because maybe that player's been removed for a few years, and that's a difficult step going back to college. If we can help create a better bridge there, that's a value to the fellows. And so as you think about all these different resources, it's all designed in a way that helps what we call the journey of the athlete. We organize it in a fashion that we know there's developmental stages an athlete moves through as their playing careers progress. And as it comes closer to the transition away from sport, we also bring in those resources, as you shared, the mentoring, all the way out through job placement.
With more Latino players in the game at the major and minor league level than ever before. I believe the last statistic I saw was 44% of all minor leaguers were Latino, and in excess of 25% at the major league level. And there are, as I see in covering the game of baseball, so many who don't have a facility for speaking English. What are you doing with regard to helping them?
Well, the plan, both with Northeastern and with Game Plan, addresses those players directly in a number of ways. I mean, first off, both Game Plan and Northeastern's programs will be available to Spanish-speaking only players as we roll them out later this October, I think. And that's critical to us. We have started, in addition to meeting with all of the rookies here domestically, we've also started flying our team of educators to the Dominican Republic, where this last summer we sat down for half a day with every one of the academies to tell the players about these kinds of programs, not just on the off-field stuff, but as well as minor league policies that will apply to these players. Critically important to us to educate those players and make sure that they're given opportunities regardless of their own educational backgrounds. And one of the things that's so exciting to us about the game plan, I think that we'll be able to pair minor league players who are coming from the Dominican Republic or coming from Venezuela with employers that are interested in hiring them, regardless of a specific degree that they may hold. Obviously, Northeastern to try to advance their educational development, again, regardless of whether they even finished high school. But the idea that we could also pair them with potential employers through the game plan module is extremely exciting for us.
And my understanding, Paul, is that this platform will also be available to other MLB employees within our game.
Correct.
That it's not just limited to players.
That's correct.
And the program is also designed to support the objectives of MLB's front office and field staff diversity pipeline program by providing resources to prepare players for potential roles in the front office or on field staffs, which I think is very important and commendable.
Yeah, so our pipeline program, works best when we're able to elevate the talent that is in our league right now to a place where they will make the best coaches, field managers, scouts, general managers, possible. And one of the things that when we've gone on our tours of the teams, one of the things that the players all say, regardless of their backgrounds, is that they want to make sure that when their careers end and they step into that role, whether it's a first base coach or assistant general manager or scouting director or what have you, they all want to have certain additional experiences on their resumes so they can compete better with the kids coming from, right out of school as opposed to actually a playing career. And Game Plan and Northeastern fully understand that journey, as Vin just said, the journey of the professional athlete, and I think understand that they're going to be able to enhance the resumes of these individuals who want to pursue careers in the game after their playing careers end.
Vin, I'm interested in knowing if other professional sports leagues in this country have what you have now crafted with MLB.
Yeah, thanks for asking the question, Ed. There are, in fact, Major League Soccer's players associations invested into the platform, and that's available for current Major League Soccer players. There's another major league that will be announcing very shortly that I'm not at liberty to share that.
You can tell me.
You're strong arming like a good New Yorker would. I can't just yet, but I would say it's one of the main three and which we're very excited about as well. But it's clear. I mean, what Major League Baseball is doing to invest into the athlete experience and particularly this transition, I think it's needed. It's highly needed, but it's
it's an investment, and I think it's one that's going to pay great, great dividends for not just the athlete, but for the league. I think it's just the right thing to do. So I really compliment you both and the league overall for the investment.
As I mentioned, I spent 7 years in the minor leagues broadcasting and traveled on a lot of buses and saw a lot of really good players and was shocked that those players never got the chance to play in the major league in the major leagues for whatever reasons, and they were released and they disappeared off the face of the earth, basically. So this is just incredibly important, the fact that both of you are lending a helping hand, Vin.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. Thanks. Thank you, Ed. It's very kind of you.
Yeah, I mean, Ed, I want to add that literally an hour before I hopped on the call this morning with you guys, a released player in the Orioles organization found me through LinkedIn. He had seen the press release and that I was referenced in the press release, and he reached out to me through LinkedIn to ask me how he can be part of game plan. You know, so it's clear that even just with the announcement, we've started casting lifelines into the water to try to reach out to these players whose careers have ended oftentimes abruptly, and give them additional direction as to where they can go. And that's extremely satisfying, you know, from someone's perspective who is building these programs, trying to reach all these players. You don't know, you know, how it's you know, landing when they hear about it. And to get this kind of feedback almost immediately is tremendous and encourages us that we're doing the right thing here.
And I understand you have a player from the Milwaukee Brewers organization who has gotten involved with the academic programs through baseball at Northeastern.
That's correct. And, you know, from his perspective, and I think it's very interesting, he's on the disabled list, right? So he recognized that during his downtime on the disabled list, that gave him a lot of opportunity for things other than baseball. And he decided to focus his time on bettering himself from an education standpoint. And it's those kinds of players that we're really reaching out to try to help them, you know, fulfill the dreams that they have.
How do both of you spread the word, which is so important here? You could have the greatest program in the world, but if they don't know about it, what good is it? How are you guys spreading the word so that everybody in the baseball community learns of this program?
Well, one of the things that I started doing about a year ago at the winter meeting, that about half the teams were sending what I've been referring to as player education professionals to the winter meetings to discuss different strategies about how they're educating their players off the field. So we started attending those meetings in December, and since then I've encouraged and really required each of the other teams to identify who their player education professionals are going to be. So now each team at the major league level has identified that person, and they're responsible for spreading that information at their team level. So now, every time we start a program or we come up with an initiative or we have even a good idea, I'm able to immediately share that with all 30 teams. And then, as I mentioned, I'm standing here in Florida right now. I'm heading to Port St. Lucie on Wednesday and then Fort Myers, which has recovered from the hurricane, thankfully, on Thursday. And we'll be speaking directly with these individuals, but more importantly, every player that signed a contract with these teams within the last year. Yesterday we had over 100 players. So, you know, I think we're getting there to the point where not only am I socializing all of these programs with every player who's going to be coming into the system at the minor league level, but I'm also directly communicating with the clubs on these issues so that they can kind of take the ball and run with it with their own player development staff.
For these players who have known nothing but the sport since they could basically stand up at 7 years old, this is so very important that you are providing post-playing career transition resources. We've been speaking with Vin McCaffrey, who is the founder and CEO of GamePlan, and Paul Mifsud, MLB's vice president and deputy general counsel for labor relations and player programs. You're to be commended for this program jointly, and we thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
So that'll do it for Vin McCaffrey, Paul Mifsud, and myself on MLB.com. If you're on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.